When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about a narcissist's favorite argumentative technique. The narcissist's favorite technique to use in an argument. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to episode 979 of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. Y'all, so the 979, I didn't have that right in front of me. I guessed. And I got it right. So, yay. I got it right. So, yes. The narcissist's favorite argument taken. I know people are going to say gaslighting, manipulation. Yes, that's part of it. That's part of this technique. That's part of this dynamic right here. I learned a new word while I was watching some videos. The new phrase. It's called gish gallop. Gish gallop. G-I-S-H-G-A-L-L-O-P. Like gish gallop. Like a gishing, galloping horse. You know? Or is commonly referred to as starting small fires. So, if you look up the term gish gallop, right? It says, it's a rhetorical technique in which a person in a debate attempts to overwhelm their opponent by providing an excessive number of arguments with no regard for the accuracy or strength of those arguments. Starting small fires. When you're trying to hold a narcissist accountable, when you're trying to have a conversation with a narcissist, when you're trying to talk to a narcissist about how they've been treating you or something that they've been doing wrong or some type of behavior that you would like them to correct, gish gallop comes into play, or starting small fires. You'll hear this a lot, like in the political debate spectrum, but this is also like used by narcissistic people. It's an argumentative technique. Yeah, it's a technique. It really is. It's just like, if you're talking to a narcissist, right? Like, let's just say you have the big issue is cheating. I know it can be something else. Not all, like I said, not all narcissistic people cheat in the same way. But let's just say the big issue is cheating or hiding money or stealing money or physical abuse, physical, DV. You see what I'm saying? Let's just say it's the way they talk to you. That's the main issue. That's the main fire. The reason it's called starting small fires is because there's one big fire that you're trying to put out. You are the firefighter, right? You're trying to put this fire out in this argument. Hey, I'm tired of you cheating on me. Let's put this fire out together. Let's talk about this. If you don't want to leave, let's talk about this. Let's hold you accountable right here. Why did you cheat? You're trying to put this one big fire out, right? But instead of addressing the one big fire, the narcissistic person applies the gish gallop technique or the starting small fires technique and starts lighting other little fires that you have to focus on. They exhaust you by bringing up so many other issues that don't pertain to the actual cheating, that don't pertain, blaming you, making you feel accountable, trying to make you apologize, trying to say, hey, you made me do this. Like, they never address the actual issue. So instead of handling this one big fire as a firefighter, you're now trying to put out 10 fires at once because it started off with cheating. Now you're talking about the debit cards and the credit cards. Now you're talking about the kids being dirty. Now you're talking about the house not being clean. Now you're talking about dinner. Now you're talking about the work schedule. Now you're talking about how you were talked to 6 years ago. Now you're talking about the person that you were dating before y'all met. Now you're talking about your parents and how you were raised. Now you're talking about the trauma that they went through, that they grew up with as a kid. Instead of addressing the actual issue, the big fire, now you're putting out 10 fires at once, 11 fires at once, 20 fires at once. So now when you're a firefighter, you're trying to handle this one issue. Now you have to put out so many other issues at the same time. Now you're like, damn, I started off as this one fire. I need more hoses. I need more water. So guess what happens? Typically, you become exhausted because now the water has ran out. You can't put all these fires out at once. The big issue doesn't get addressed. So now that issue right there for you is burning. Like, that issue now is a full-blown forest fire. It started off as a little campfire. You see, they started a bunch of small fires. And what was this, like, little campfire that got out of control? Now the forest is on fire. Now you're upset. Now you're angry as hell. You know, now there's more issues that haven't been resolved. Now there's other things. Like, see, now there's no accountability to be had. Gish, gallop, exhaustion, putting, like I said, starting small fires. If you are the firefighter in this example, the narcissist is the fire starter because they got you here. They cheated. They lied. They manipulated. They gaslit. You see what I'm saying? They did something to get you here. They start, like, they're the damn arsonist. Like, they started the fire. And you, hey, can you help me put this fire out? Let's put this fire out together. You started it. You started this fire. You cheated on me. So let's address the cheating. And instead of addressing the cheating, they just say, hey, what about what you did? You remember your friend called you in the middle of the night and you never explained to me what your friend said? You remember you took the car when I needed the car? You remember you didn't come pick me up? You remember when I really wanted that dog, you didn't get that dog? You see, now the cheating is gone. Now they started 10 other fires. It's a big distraction. A lot of narcissists use this technique to distract you, to divert attention away from the main fire. Hey, Lee, there's other fires that have started. You know, and we're almost out of water. So now you have to pick. So now what ends up happening is that you try to spray water on every little fire. And because you're not focused on one fire, all of them get bigger. You see what happened? What happened? Look up, like I say, looking up and understanding this term is gish gallop. It really, really is. But so the way I know people are going to say, well, Lee, how do you just get back to this right here? How do you get into the main issue? You keep bringing the focus back to the first fire. You have to, which can be exhausting because they don't want to address it. But when you keep trying to put out that first fire, what you have to do is keep the focus on the first fire. We can talk about the other fires later. Look, those are slow burning fires. This one right here is candlestick. This one right here has dry fire starter, is dry pine needles. It's a, you know what I mean? The driest of conditions. It's a drought. There's no water to be found. We need to put this fire out right now or it's going to burn the whole relationship down. You see? Keep focus on that. You have to keep the focus on the main issue. You have to. And it's tough, y'all, because most narcissists are not going to want to handle that main issue. Really. It really is. So you have to, like, you literally have to do it. You have to keep the focus here. You have, hey, look. We can both possibly acknowledge that there's some wrongdoing over here, or you might have felt like you were wronged over here, but right now this is the main issue. Oh, my issues don't matter. What about this right here then? What about this right here then? They'll keep adding little fires. When you try to put that fire out and divert the attention, they'll start three or four more. It's almost impossible to argue with people like this. It's almost impossible to get accountability from toxic, narcissistic people who want to use this technique. It is, y'all, because you keep having to try to put the main fire out. Like, you start spraying water on this fire, bring it back, bring the hose back to the original fire, because that's the only way this works, y'all, because if you let them successfully distract you, they'll just keep doing it time and time again. If it works, but if it's worked before, then they'll keep doing it again. Why would they? You see what I'm saying? Why would they? Because they know that even if they're bringing up stuff that does not matter or does not pertain to the main issue that you have, it doesn't matter. They've talked enough. If other people are witnessing this, if y'all are arguing in front of some people, if you were trying to handle this in front of a group of people, other people don't know who's right or who's wrong because they're talking now. They're making it seem like you're being abusive because you're not listening to their problems or their grievances, right? But you know the big deal. You know the big issue. You know the main issue. You cheated. You know what I mean? So let's, you cheated. So let's handle the cheating. You lied to me. So let's handle the lie. It's very difficult to maneuver back and get the attention right here, y'all. So you have to stay, like, if the facts are on your side, stick to the facts. If you have evidence, present said evidence. So if you, like I said, this is only like, y'all, this is only to get the truth sometimes, you know, because most narcissists are not going to want to tell you the truth because the truth does not benefit most narcissists. Let's keep it hot. Let's keep it hot and ready. The truth is not beneficial to most narcissistic people. That's why they are lying to you. You know, you have to, unless you have an excuse, a way to put, unless you are like, you know, you ever seen Spider-Man, Doc Octopus, Dr. Oct, who had the 8 arms? Unless you have 8 arms to be able to put out every fire at once, unless you have one thing that can wipe out all the fires, you have to divert attention back to the main fire. You see what I'm saying? You have to bring the attention back here to what's actually going on. You know, because if you don't, you just have to go to that main issue. Like, we will address the other ones later, but the main issue, the main grievance is this right here. You know, unless you have one thing, one dynamic, one thing that you can say that will encompass all of this, then it's best to try to divert attention back to the main issue. Will this be successful? Probably, maybe most times it might not be successful, y'all. It's hard to have an argument with a narcissist who is dead set, or anybody for that instance, who is dead set on avoiding accountability, that is dead set on avoiding talking about the issue, that is dead set on maneuvering past this. They're dead set on doing a lot of different things other than sitting here talking to you and taking accountability. You see what I'm saying? They don't want to take accountability because this sucks. So if you notice, like I said, I'm pretty sure if you look, if you made it this far and you've experienced this technique where narcissistic people just try to talk to you in circles, start other arguments, blame you or whatever, put a little horse in the comment section, y'all. Drop a little horse for the gallop, like the horse, like a little galloping. Guess it's called Gish Gallop. You know, if you experience this technique, so a narcissistic person has tried to use this on you, this is one of the things that you can talk about right here. This is one of the things that, like, hey, this is Gish Gallop. You know, and this is, if you're trying to explain this to some of your friends or family members that are having trouble understanding how you got here, or trying to, you know, if you're trying to have a support system to talk to people to help them understand, this is the term you can use right here. It's like, look, Gish Gallop, starting small fires. Look it up. Present this to them. This can help you maintain your sanity and understand that it's just not you going through this. A lot of narcissists do this same thing over and over again because it's directly beneficial to them. Why would I stop doing something that benefits me? That's the mindset of a lot of narcissists right there, y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you join my newsletter. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. Thank y'all so much. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. We're so close to 400K. Ooh! So thankful for y'all. Like and subscribe. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.